Turkey.
Mr. President, at the outset, allow me to congratulate you on your appointment as President of the 17th Conference of the High Contracting Parties to amended Protocol 2 of the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons. We would like to assure you of our full support. We are convinced that the AP2 is the appropriate forum to address the challenges posed by the improvised explosive devices. Use of IEDs by terrorists remains to be a grave concern for my delegation. Mr. President, we appreciate the expert presentations and other contributions by delegations in the meeting of experts. The report on IEDs submitted by the coordinators is obviously the result of dedicated work. We thank the coordinators in this regard. We are looking forward to further discussions during the Conference of State Parties, also on the basis of inputs received on the questionnaire presented by the coordinators. In this context, we also see value in further discussions on the ways and means to curbing access by terrorists and criminal entities to military explosive and IED precursor materials. Mr. President, another important issue for my delegation is the awareness of the IED threat among military, intelligence, police, other security stakeholders, and the general public. Turkey supports the efforts on avoiding illicit stocking, transport, possession, and use of explosives. In this regard, we appreciate the efforts of compilation of existing guidelines, best practices, and other recommendations aiming at addressing the diversion of illicit use of materials. Mr. President, we also see the submission of national reports as a valuable tool of confidence building, transparency, and cooperation. Turkey regularly submits its annual reports. We will soon also submit our reply to the questionnaire on international cooperation in countering implosive explosive devices. Finally, with regard to the universality of the protocol, we would like to welcome the accession of Grenada to the protocol this year. Achieving the full universality of the AP2 continues to be a high priority.